your overall assessment of the game?
Well, we just came down. We ain't making enough plays. We had opportunities. We didn't take advantage of them. And, you know, we just didn't make enough plays.
Byron, how you feeling? You hurt at all?
I'm okay.
Byron, Will Colon and some of the other linemen were talking about missed assignments and some mental mistakes they made. They were disappointed. Is that what led to their pressure?
No, we're not going down that route. Well, I mean, we went out there, we tried to make plays. Some went our way, some didn't. And it just wasn't enough. I mean, we lost to a good football team. It's tough losing games like that, but we'll see.
Why couldn't you guys get a rhythm going?
I don't know. We just couldn't get a rhythm. I mean, it's in a lot of third and mediums, a lot of third and longs. We just never could put 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 plays together. We'll make a big play, and then we right back in the third and nine, third and eight. And it's too hard to play a team of this caliber like that. You know, you just got to be better on first and second down. And we'll get better. And we just get ready to roll next week for Cleveland.
Hey, Byron, that red zone possession where you guys wound up with the Sweezum short field goal, you had to burn 2 timeouts there in that possession. What happened with the communication coming in from the sideline on those 2?
Well, I mean, we just needed to use the timeouts. You know, it's not about who fought it was or why the reason. You know, we had to use them. We needed to use them at the time. We used them. And that really didn't have no relevance, you know, really in the football game when you sit and look at it. It comes down, man, when you play good on good, you can't turn the ball over. And you just got to make more plays than that. We just got to do a better job of making more plays than that. We will respond. And, you know, it's frustrating, but at the same time, we understand. I mean, we got another game coming up here Sunday. We'll be ready to roll.
Byron, can you talk about that touchdown run? That kind of surprised you that you were able to get in there?
Oh, no. Surprised me?
Yeah.
No. I joke with my teammates all the time. I'm not a slow quarterback. I'm just the slowest black quarterback. I tell y'all that all the time. I can move around just as good as any of these pocket passes in this league. And I didn't surprise myself.
Did you hurt the shoulder on that first play? No, I'm okay.
Frank, can you talk about the throw to Mike in the corner? Did he miss?
I don't know. I seen him catch it. I couldn't really see anything with his feet. I thought it was good. I thought it was a touchdown when I let it go. I liked it. I'll have to see it to really respond to it. They said he was out, you know, so, I mean, I haven't seen it, so I really don't have a response to it. I wish there was something I could have did differently, but there wasn't. But, like I said, those type of things, man, it's just the type of plays we just didn't make tonight. And when you play a good football team, you got to make more plays than what we made tonight.
And on the pick, did you see Graham or did he come off of somebody?
I seen him. The guy made a hell of a play on the ball. I mean, me and Troy was talking about that. I wish I'd have did something different, you know, looking at that, but I think I would take that and just try to do a different throw, a better throw. And that's part of football, man. That's part of football, and I just can't allow that to happen.
Other than not winning the game, how do you feel about your performance?
That's all we wanted to do was win the game. So we here to win football games. We're not here to pad stacks or make ourselves look good or prove anything to anybody. This team here is on a mission to win football games, and that's all we worried about.
How big of a setback is this for you guys with 6 games left? Where are you right now? Where do you stand?
I mean, we're 6-4. Just get ready for next week. I don't know if it's a setback. It's a loss. You know, it's a loss. I don't really want to look at it as a setback. We just got to find a way to win next week.
How do you prevent Cleveland from being one of those games where with Baltimore this week, Baltimore in 2 weeks, overlooking Cleveland? How do you prevent that?
Well, it's hard to overlook a team when you lose the week before. You know, we won't overlook nobody. I don't think we're playing good enough to overlook anybody. So we'll do what we have to do. We'll get ready. This is a tough one. We all upset. We all really wanted this one. And we wish we could have pulled it out. It didn't happen. we'll get ready for next week and try to win the next one.
I guess one of the disappointing stats is the third down efficiency. How do you guys get better, do better next game?
I don't know what it was. You know, right now I don't really know what the numbers was, what the percentage was. But you got to be able to convert third downs. It seemed as if we didn't convert a lot. Like I said, we never found the rhythm. We never found the rhythm. You got to stay out of third and eight and third and nine when you're playing a team like this. I mean, you must. It's too hard on the. It's too hard to convert at a high percentage when you're always in third and sevens and third and eights.
Did they do anything defensively in particular that had you stymied or confused or set had back on your heels? The offense in particular.
No, at no point was I confused out there.
No, the offense in general.
No, it's just a good football team. I mean, these games always 13-10, 10-7, 16-13. It wasn't no different this year. We just found a way to lose this one.